The Labor Department said today that the U.S. economy added 280,000 jobs in the month of May. That was higher than economists had expected. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us with the latest. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
And this was particularly encouraging because of that recent GDP report that showed the economy actually contracted in the first part of the year.
That's right. And economists are pretty positive on this report. The unemployment rate did inch up a little bit, but it's being viewed as sort of a good thing because it was a result of the labor participation rate increasing, meaning people that had sort of been sidelined because of the recession are now, re-entering the workforce. People that hadn't been looking for work are now back out there looking for work. And also the gains that we saw were pretty broad-based. Professional and business services added 63,000 jobs, pretty healthy increases in things like architecture, engineering. Healthcare added 47,000 jobs. So it was a pretty good report.
Architecture, pretty interesting, because I remember during the depths of the recession, a lot of friends who were architects were losing their jobs because nobody was doing any building. And so they didn't need architects. So that's coming back to some degree. At the same time, as you said, we saw the unemployment rate tick up 5.4 to 5.5%, and hourly earnings improved about 8 cents an hour.
Right. So the growth in the wages, this is something that really a data point that really hasn't recovered in the recession. This was up about 2.3% year over year, and that's about as high as it's gotten during the recovery. But it really was as high as about 3.8% in 2007. Yet this number is pretty well above the inflation level. So it means people should have a few more bucks to spend, which obviously is good for the economy.
Now, the reaction, people have been very excited about these numbers today. But just to put this in the broader context, yesterday we heard from the Federal Reserve Governor Daniel Tarullo, who said the economy had lost some momentum and that it's not just about a bad winter. Here he is at the Institute of International Finance yesterday.
I think in a broader sense, there are more questions at this point in 2015 than there were at this point in 2014.
What are the questions right now that people are asking when it comes to concerns about the economy right now?
Right. Well, obviously, as you said, the economy shrank in the first quarter, which is not a good sign. But there were all sorts of complicating factors. As he said, the weather was one of them. Also, the stronger dollar, the West Coast port strike, and the big drop in oil prices. So the question, always then is, are these things just transitory or is a real slowdown coming on? And this alleviates that concern to some degree. But to be sure, the forecasts for this quarter have really come down noticeably in recent week. The average of the economists that we survey here at Bloomberg, they were calling for about a 3.1% growth as recently as May 13th. That's consensus has dropped down to about 2.7%. So, people aren't quite as optimistic as they were about this quarter. But, 2.7% is not terrible growth compared to what we've seen during this recovery.
And you're still expecting the Fed to raise interest rates this year?
Yeah, based on the market reaction, it really looks like investors expect that. Bond yields are up, which obviously signals people expect higher interest rates. And in the futures market, you can actually take a position on where you think the federal funds rate is going to be. And right now, it looks like about a 53% chance that they'll increase by their October meeting.
53%, being very specific. Bloomberg's Mike Regan, thank you so much.
Thank you.